Arizona Advocacy Network is trying to recruit volunteers to serve as poll observers tomorrow. So far, they've gotten more than 150 people to sign up. The goal is to have observers at as many of Maricopa County's more than 500 voting locations as possible. These observers are different than those recruited by political parties. And with me to talk about that is Joel Edmond, Executive Director of Arizona Advocacy Network. And Joel, those differences include like where observers can be and what they can do, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're recruiting nonpartisan poll observers, and we're working with a collection of other local and national nonpartisan organizations to recruit folks to be standing outside the polls and, you know, greeting voters as they come in, offering their services to help. They'll have, you know, T-shirts that say I'm with Election Protection. And they're there really to help answer questions that voters might have either before they go in to vote or, you know, help solve problems they encounter inside the polling place.
What kinds of questions are you training these folks to anticipate?
Yeah, so some of the most common questions that voters ask every single election are things like, am I in the right place? And the answer to that is a little different now this year because we have these about 40 countywide voting centers where you can go to any of them no matter where you live in the county. And so for a lot of folks, are you in the right place? More often is going to be yes, or if not, here's a good option nearby. So we're training folks to direct people to those voting centers. Another common question is, like, do I have the right ID on me? We do have a voter ID law in Arizona, and we want to make sure that people understand all of their options because it's not strictly a photo ID. That's a common misconception. You don't need a photo ID to show ID. It is the most common way, but there are other options people have, and so we're training folks to be able to answer those kinds of questions.
What kind of training do your volunteers get? I mean, I would imagine that, you know, there are obviously some questions that you probably anticipate, but I would think there are probably some that will come up that maybe you didn't anticipate.
Absolutely. Every election year, our observers are going to get questions that, you know, they don't necessarily have the answer to at the tips of their fingers. So we try to prep people for the most common questions they'll get. And also to provide our observers with packets of information that's been reviewed by attorneys to make sure they're giving the most accurate information. And then at the end of the day, if an observer isn't able to answer the question on the spot, they can direct voters to call that 866-OUR-VOTE hotline to answer that question. Or even there's an option this year where voters can text in. If you text OUR VOTE to the number 97779, you can get your questions answered that way.
You talked about some of the common questions that your observers get. I'm wondering if there are instances where people have trouble voting or feel as though there's some kind of intimidation or something else untoward happening at a polling place, something that shouldn't be happening there. What kind of instances are your volunteers trained to deal with there, and what kinds of resolutions are they trained to offer?
Yeah, we certainly aren't expecting widespread instances of sort of intimidation. I want voters to understand that, you know, voting, it's safe, it's easy, it's something that everybody should go and do on Tuesday if you haven't already. But, you know, we are training folks to look out for the odd instance of intimidation, you know, people out giving bad information. That's a large part why we're training people to give the right information, right? But also to be able to report back to us if there are instances of, you know, people intimidating folks outside the polls so that we can address that with county elections officials and get that taken care of before too many people are turned away.
Has that been an issue that this organization has dealt with in past elections?
I don't think we've seen many instances of that in recent elections. We certainly don't want to assume that it won't happen, though, so we want to be prepared for that sort of thing. But we're optimistic that we're not going to see that kind of intimidation at the polls, at least not, you know, very widespread.
Does your organization or do the volunteers have any kind of relationship with the on-site elections officials, be it from the county recorder's office or the secretary of state's office or anyone else who might be there?
Absolutely. We have already sat down with county officials, I think more than a month ago, to figure out what the lines of communication are going to be like on election day. They've been very open, both with us and I know other groups who are doing election protection work. And so we plan on being in touch on election day. That's a large part of the goal of the observers, is if there are problems, you know, equipment is malfunctioning or there's some other issue that really only the county can address, that we can alert them to that fact if they haven't been alerted already. So, you know, it's a great, I think, partnership when it all is working very well.
Is it safe to say that it would be a good day for you and your volunteers if they were all fairly bored?
Absolutely. Boredom is what we're hoping for. That would be great.
All right. That's Joel Edmond, Executive Director of Arizona Advocacy Network. Joel, thanks a lot.
Thank you.